The Farmer and the Scarecrow. Author, Leif J. Erickson. Copyright 2022, Millennium Publishing Company, United States of America. All rights reserved, including the rights of reproduction in whole or in part of any form. This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, businesses, places, events, locales, and incidents are either the products of the author's imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, places, companies, or actual events past, present, or future is purely coincidental. Chapter 1. In the distance, an old Lutheran clock tower chimed midnight as footsteps crunched the dry, brittle leaves strewn about the pioneer cemetery. The night was an inky darkness with only a sliver of silver moon providing light. Yet the small group of people sneaking among the moss-covered granite and marble headstones used no lights, not wanting to attract any outside attention to themselves. The group of teens, dressed all in black from head to toe, moved swiftly following the leader, a massive hunk of a man who was amazingly quick and agile as they moved toward the back of the cemetery. The bare trees, their leaves long ago fallen, swayed in the gentle fall breeze, a breeze that carried a slight chill, indicating to those who knew that winter was soon to be coming. The group came to a stop at the base of a colossal monument, a granite and marble masterpiece that towered over the teens. Rising over 7 feet tall, 10 if you included the spire, the monument had carvings on all sides, ornately carved painstakingly by hand. An embossed bust of the owner of the monument was at the top of each of the four sides of the obelisk, looking out, surveying where he rested. Bible verses, quotes, and family were written elsewhere on the stone, all showing that the person who rested here, the man whose bones were marked, was someone of grand importance. The 16 stood for a silent moment looking at the stone. In their minds, their final resting place was a long time and a vast distance from this forgotten patch of land set on the edge of a dying forest. This was a place for farmers and ranchers, not a place for teens that wanted to live their lives in the fast paces of the bright lights and big cities of the world. These teens had only 2 years left in this little town, their junior and senior years of high school. Then they would be gone forever, and this night in this little graveyard would soon be a forgotten memory in a long list of high school years lived to their fullest. Or so they thought. As they paced around the stone, the willowy and graceful girl pulled her black head coverings off, revealing her cascading curly platinum blonde hair, which she teased out before placing her hands on her hips. Tiffany Valentine, with her narrow face and flawless beauty, was never one to be patient when she wanted something. And this night had been her idea. She gave a devil glance to the hunk who'd led the group. Jake Stoker took his mask off, his buzz-cut rusty hair disheveled from the mask, his all-American good looks and deep hazel eyes glued to Tiffany. "This is it," Tiffany said, "your great-great-great-whatever-grandfather's tomb." Two of the other figures took their hoods off. The two were identical in every way, even down to the clothes they wore and how they styled their pixie-cut auburn hair. They were shorter than the others, thinner and weaker. Their dull gray eyes conveyed their unmistakable fear. They remained close to each other, almost touching, exchanging nervous glances. "Samantha and Delilah Smith," Tiffany said, addressing the twins with a fake, sympathetic smile. "This is David Smith's grave. I know you've been here before. Look at it. This is the biggest monument in this old graveyard. This is even bigger than all the stones in the modern cemetery. David was a very wealthy man, rich beyond anything any of us could imagine." "And I can imagine a whole lot," one of the other masked figures said as she stepped forward and took her mask off. She was Madison Morgan, a short and stocky girl with a flat, round face beneath a brown ponytail. She walked up to Delilah and put her arm around the timid girl. David was so wealthy that even the bankers would come to him for money. He was wealthy beyond words. "Those are exaggerations," Delilah said softly, looking at the ground. "He had the largest cattle herd in the state," Jake exclaimed. "He farmed more land than the next three farmers in the area put together. He had it all." "Those are lies," Delilah said. "He wasn't that rich." "Oh, yes, he was," Tiffany said, "the richest, most powerful man in the area. And now look at you, trailer park trash that has nothing." Both Samantha and Delilah were silent, looking at each other before looking back to the ground. Neither of them wanted to say anything. The final figure with the group took her mask off, a supple girl with dyed black hair and far too much makeup. Her powdered skin bore a confused expression as she stepped forward and spoke. "I only have one question." "Hannah," Tiffany scoffed, "you have a lot more than one question. I love you, girl, but come on." "Whatever, Tiff," Hannah said in her soft, nasally voice. "What happened to all that money he had? All the land?" The twins were silent, looking at the ground. Their eyes held back tears as they knew these stories from before and had been mocked and teased about them their entire lives. Most of the stories about their family were true. Some were exaggerated, others were monstrously false. They knew the story that was going to come out tonight and were shocked that they had fallen for it. It had all started about a week ago. The Geneseo Falls High School was buzzing with the news. Jake and Tiffany had split up, the superstar of the school wrestling team and the head cheerleader. It wasn't long before Jake had approached Delilah, asking her to come to the hamburger stand on the north end of the main drag. They had two dates that week before tonight, before Halloween night and the big costume party. The party where it was revealed that Jake and Tiffany were very much a couple and hadn't split up. The party where it was revealed that this was all just one big prank on Delilah. She was used to being the butt of jokes, but this one hurt. Jake had come to her at the party and said he wanted to explain what had happened. He wanted to smooth things over with her. Samantha came with, just in case. Jake led them away from the house to the garage where Tiffany, Madison, and Hannah were waiting. They had black clothes and masks for the twins to put on. Jake promised Delilah that he would do something nice for her if she came with. Against her better judgment, she agreed. "I'll tell you what happened to all of it," Tiffany said with brooding anger in her voice. "Whatever they didn't snort or shoot away, they drank and gambled away, isn't that right? Your dad was in the ground before you started school. Your mom has her own stool at the bar. Shut the hell up," Samantha shouted. "You made your point. Come on, Delilah, let's go." "Stop," Jake said. "Tonight isn't about what's going on now or in your recent past." "Tonight is about David," Tiffany said. "Tonight we are talking about the scarecrows." There was a silence among the group. Delilah brushed a tear away from her eye. She knew the legends and rumors as well as any kid in Geneseo Falls. It was practically taught in school. If only it wasn't about her family, if only her mom had left the town when her father died. If only her dad hadn't been addicted to drugs, if only Samantha hadn't tried them that first time. If only. The what-ifs seemed to destroy Delilah as she couldn't see past them. They were controlling her life. "David was a poor boy who wanted so much more," Tiffany started, recanting the legend of the farmer and the scarecrow.